Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble, around here, and much deserved, too, by the way. I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, more than 20 years. We've already celebrated her 20th anniversary. I don't know what we would do without her. She's been so important to us, to you, the audience, but to me as a friend and a supporter of all our stuff over the years. We couldn't do without her. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasher's books on taxes, the J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes, and the new one is out, and more to come, and many other books. And she's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. So, the new tax bill, as you know, Barbara, I still am a critic of it, and one of the reasons is because it's creating a lot of chaos among small business owners about knowing how to treat their taxes, how to do tax planning. This new tax bill is not making tax planning easy, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. It's quite the contrary. There's so much confusion and misunderstanding or not even being aware of what's going on. One of the key changes in the new law is the 20% qualified business deduction for owners of pass-throughs, which
right.
are most small business owners. And it is a personal deduction, but it's based on your profits.
Right.
There's so much misunderstanding or lack of clarity on so many points because there are so many different rules and limitations and definitions. Well, the IRS did indicate informally in one of a conference recently that they will have guidance in July. That's halfway through the year already for a new law.
And they will. What scares me, Barbara, is they will have rushed to do that because they don't. I know they don't have. It's not. They don't have enough time to do it by July, and that means there's no telling what it'll look like. It's probably going to be ugly.
Well, probably be incomplete is what it will be. It
right.
will be. They'll address certain points, but there won't be a complete picture. Is my opinion.
What'll be some of the things you think they're going to try to clear up?
Well,
who qualifies?
The kinds of business. Yeah, exactly. The kinds of businesses that will or will not be affected by this. I think that because of the language, it could be broadly applied,
yeah.
or the IRS could choose to do it narrowly, and that's what everybody's waiting to.
Folks, just to remind you, there are some small businesses who, because of how they do business, what they do for a living, will not qualify for the 21% deduction. They won't get a deduction at all.
Exactly. And as you and I have discussed, we're not clear, and perhaps guidance will help us understand whether you can look at part of your business in one way and part of your business in another way. And that maybe that will be
and which mean, which means,
clarified.
Barbara, that potentially the IRS could get all up in our contracts. And help us decide.
Pretty much.
In an audit, help us decide.
And maybe we'll have to reorganize and put one business in one way and one business
and
in
no
another way.
And no tax bill should have ever put small businesses in that kind of a bind.
this is really
I'm still mad about it, Barbara. I'm still mad
say.
About it.
I know. I can hear the anger. I mean, that's not the only thing to be mad about in the new law.
I know.
We can go through a lot of things. They are talking about a new legislation. Tax reform, if you're in quotation, 2.0, and that's under consideration now, and whether that will address any concerns, expand the breaks for small business that seem to have been constricted. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, all I know is
I know
is,
the intention is good. It's just the execution just doesn't come out right.
Well, that's exactly right. But see, Barbara, there's also some companies right now who are having to make a decision, do I want to become a C-Corp, which has never been to their advantage, which is the reason they weren't already a C-Corp. And if they become a C-Corp in reaction to this, to try to get as much, to be harmed as little as possible, then they change the laws. They can't go back to a C for 5 years. I mean, to an S.
Well,
they can't change
precise,
back for 5 years. No small business
correct.
Should have been put in that kind of a decision-making process because of a law.
And it puts tax advisors in a real bind
right.
because we can't really help our clients at this point. We can't give good advice.
And guess what else? The tax professionals are part of the group that don't qualify for the deduction.
Not if they're successful. Because
right.
there's income limitation.
That's right. It's ugly, folks. And guess what? The good stuff is temporary. It expires after a certain time. Holy mackerel. Right back. Good report, Barbara. And she's going to keep us posted.
Okay.
There's not much good news in here, I'm sorry to say. We're going to talk about a different topic after this break with Barbara Welton. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.